he was going to fool everyone. He said he didn't know what was going on, but he...
He's a Mr. Know-All.
Well, would you say he, if somebody came in and tried to what he knew it all, would you ever say he acted like?
Yes, uh-huh.
What would you say?
He acted like he knew it all.
Is there another way of saying that? Would you ever say he made out?
Yeah, he made out. Now, not in a long time.
But how would you use that? Put that in a sense for me.
He made out like he knew it all. Or he made out like he could do it.
Well, if somebody stole your pencil, what's a slang word you might use? You might say, who what my pencil?
Who got my pencil?
All right. And what if it was something more expensive? What would you say? If it was somebody came in your house and took your brush?
Stole.
Say who?
Who stole.
Would there be any other words you could use?
None except God.
So it'd be God if you stole it, but you would. What if it was just a little something that,
I'd say it disappeared.
Even if you knew that it was
stolen.
And you might say, if I brought something back to your mind, you say, well, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember it.
And you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember it.
So how would you say that? Say it again.
But I sure don't remember it.
And
now I have heard from some of the older people the word recollect.
Now, does that mean the same thing?
Uh-huh.
So how would they say that?
I just don't recollect that.
What about disrecollect?
Yes, if they didn't remember, they might say, I disrecollect that. Uh-huh.
What about disremember?
I've heard that too, but it's been a long time.
So how would you say that?
Disremember or disrecollect.
Do you use those words?
No, I don't.
You might say, I have just what him a letter?
Written. I have written.
And you say, yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
Right. And when I ask you these questions, I expect an
answer.
And if you put the letter in the envelope, you take out your pen and you what?
Write.
What do you do in front of the envelope?
Address it.
And is there anything else you can say for that? For what you did to it? Mm-hmm. And what about some older people might say?
I've never heard anything for that.
Well, you might say, well, I know he lives in Montgomery, but I don't remember his
address.
And if a child had learned something, you know, real surprising, like if he came home and he was 3 years old and could count to 100, the parents would say, who was it? If you wanted to know the source of his information, you'd say, who was it?
I don't know.
Well, if a little boy learned something new, for instance, if he had learned a whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you'd say, who
taught you?
Have you ever heard anything else for that?
Yes, who learned you?
Would it make any difference if it was something good or something bad?
It'd be for both.
And if you were leaving on a trip, and I said, when are you going to Miami? And you say, well, right now we're what?
Getting ready to go.